welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to Titus. We're in chapter 1 with verses 5 through 9. For this reason I left you in Crete, so that you might set right what remains to be done and appoint presbyters in every town, as I directed you, Titus, on condition that a man be blameless, married only once, with believing children who are not accused of licentiousness or rebellious. For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless, not arrogant, not irritable, not a drunkard, not aggressive, not greedy for sordid gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, temperate, just, holy, and self-controlled, holding fast to the true message as taught, so that he will be able to both to exhort with sound doctrine and to refute opponents. Married to the church, taught by sound doctrine, can withstand Satan to refute as he lifts up Christ to rebuke. The bishop has nothing but Christ on his heart to serve and instruct what God has called him, called his entire flock to be, one with him in thoughts, actions, and deeds. He is blameless in every way, seeking to build the church up, not teaching it things that will tear it down with selfish, drunken rebellion, but someone who loves goodness, always hospitable, seeking nothing personal to gain, but everything spiritual to share. How to live holy and just, where his self-control exhibits the message true of living redeemed. Ah, the message of Christ, guided by the light of a bishop. Paul shared what it means to accomplish this in Crete, reminding Titus constantly, encouraging him in writings, prayers, and supplications of carrying out this duty of building the church up. Remember, though we are human, we can refute Satan and his minions as the lost who need our prayers and anointed interaction to help bring even those who are lost back to the church's forever job of living love, faith, and hope of his mercy. Sharing just as Bishop is called the one and only Jesus, life eternal, by forgiveness of sins. That's what it's all about. The beauty of being married to the church. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others. Dealing with this war in Ukraine, Lord, help them, guide them, give them peace. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, the ones behind the bars of imprisonment that are setting their self straight with society. We pray for Holy Mother Church and the bishops that run her. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Titus 1. We're in verses 5 through 9 this morning. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, They Are to Become His Church. Matrimony. Right, set, Crete, might, you leaving reason. Town every presbyter's appoint for every season. Conditions you directed without appeasing. Blameless, once married children believing without treason. Nothing rebellious or licentiousness, God's bishop steward blameless, arrogant. Not irritable, not drunkard, not stainless. Arrogant not, irritable not, drunkard not, stainless. Aggressive not, greedy not, gaining nothing, sordid or blameless, or shameless. Hospitable, goodness, lover, temperate, just, holy, self-controlled, fameless. Message true, fast-holding, taught as doctrine, sound, scolding. Opponents refute Satan, or exhort Christ boldly. They are to become His church, matrimony. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 5th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, closing today a little past our normal time. Dropped the ball at about 8:04 with some angels in flight. As we call out to our good friends John and Marie, as we do each day, God bless you guys. It's Sunday morning. Get out and see your preachers, your teachers, those who are the gods of thrill seekers. Amen. As we say, God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.